Studies on the prevalence of post-traumatic stress disorder indicate a need that one federal class action lawsuit in San Francisco contends is not being met. This climate, combined with the reticence of some soldiers to ask for help, is what medical and mental health officials face in veterans' hospitals across the country. In Wisconsin, a local chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness recently asked the Veterans Hospital in Madison to offer a workshop for vets and their families. Outreach coordinator Carrie Miles says next month's session will talk about common mental health problems faced by returning vets. She also says it will help reunited families adjust to one another and try to ease the concerns of elderly parents whose adult children were called into service.
This is a very interesting new population. There's a lot of support and a lot of concern amongst those parents, and so we've got a special session especially for them.
Helping families cope with the returning vet who has a traumatic brain injury will also be discussed. A recent RAND Corporation study found about 19% of returning service members report they experienced a possible traumatic brain injury while deployed. Even more soldiers reported symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder or major depression. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.